Hello, busy woman who wants to take care of her body better. You want to, and you know, prioritizing your whole health is essential for you to feel amazing and to grow your business the way that God has called you. And you know that stewarding your body well is a form of worship to the Lord. You're one of those women that wants to love salad, but you find yourself often in the drive-thru because, well, it's fast, it's convenient, and maybe you're telling yourself that you'll start on Monday, and towards the end of the week, you're telling yourself you deserve to unwind with, well, whatever that favorite thing is for you. Are you feeling me? Firstly, I want you to know that you're totally normal. Totally normal, and there's no need to feel any shame because I, if you stick with me, am going to share how you could steward your body well, better than you already are, and not having to do all the things that you hear and see on social media or following what all the other people are doing that you feel you should be doing too. So, stick with me because today we're going to talk all about this topic and you are going to leave with some actionable steps that are going to help take you feeling better than you already are, thriving instead of striving, hustling, and grinding that is actually sucking the energy out of you. So stay with me because we've got some awesome conversation going. Welcome to Health, Healing, and Holiness. I'm your host, Kristen Owens, daughter of the King, mom of three, and 3 decades in the health industry. I've learned not only the importance of building healthy foundations with simplicity, but also making heavenly principles the ultimate foundation for success. Let me guess, you're a goal-getter, ambitious, driven, and your health has suffered, and your relationship with Christ, well, it almost feels non-existent. Let's not talk about skipping meals, drive-through runs, and caffeine to get you going. No need to worry, sister, I have the solutions for you. It's time to prioritize health and holiness as your success strategy. It's all about healthy, simple foundations that can change everything. I mean everything. Ditch difficult, embrace ease with a dash of Godspiration. Grab your hot bevy, hit play, and let the good vibes and Holy Spirit wisdom flow. Let's dive in. Let's dive in. Today, we're talking about how we can steward our bodies better than what we already are. And because you are a woman who is growing a business and is really looking to thrive in her life, you know that putting your health first is a necessity. And 1 Corinthians 3:16 tells us that our bodies are temples of the living God. Our bodies, your body and my body, is a temple. Holy Spirit lives within us. And therefore, why wouldn't we want to keep our body healthy and strong so that we can be the best that we can be to live out the calling that God has placed on our lives? You are a spirit and you live in a body. So remember that. You are a spirit and you live in a body. So my question for you is, are you taking care of your body or your temple, as the word calls it? Are you taking care of your body or temple the way that you know you can? Are you finding that you're having a challenging time? What is it easy for you? Do you want to take care of it better than you already are? Now, the women that tend to be in my community are those women that are recovering hustlers. They're recovering grinders and strivers, and they've often found themselves, including myself, because I was one of these women, and I'm recovering from this, that we would focus on building that business that God has called us to, but then what happened was other things that were important and that God saw as important was actually being pushed to the side. And so I want to help you today focus on part three of this three-part series that we've been talking about for the last 3 weeks on how we can now steward our body well. We talked about in part one, stewarding our spirit well and our renewal of mind, so the mind renovation, and now we're looking at the body. We only get one body in one lifetime. Many take care of their cars better than their actual bodies. If you think about how often you take your car for a car wash, or how often you do a detailing, or the oil changes, and all the things that we need to do to keep our car maintained so it lives longer, because you know after you drive it off the lot, it's depreciating every time you drive it. So why don't we do the same thing too with our bodies? I believe that the emotions are attached to food play a part. I believe that it's easier to, you know, just live our life and eat what we can find. Maybe it's not the best thing, but we're not noticing a difference right now until you do notice a difference. And as you get older, 45 plus, you are starting to notice that, you know, you're not waking up as rested. You're starting to notice your hormones are not in as in tune as they once were when they were younger. You're noticing that you're maybe needing caffeine to keep you going, to get you up in the morning. You're noticing that your body feels different. There's aches and pains. It's feeling that like that old car that needs to be oiled, right? So nowadays, food is and has become a social thing. It's an emotional thing. Food is used as an addiction. So there's many addictions out there. Food is one of them. Because what happens is when we eat food, we get this dopamine hit. We feel good. This is why sugar is so addictive. It's actually more addictive than cocaine. And that has been shown in research. It makes us feel good. We get a high and then we crash. The same thing can be true with shopping or gambling or drinking or drugs, but food is addictive and we tend to go to those foods that make us feel good. When was the last time that you craved a salad when you weren't feeling your best? Probably never. You go for those foods that are going to give you a quick dopamine hit, but then it's going to cause you to crash later on. And then what's going to happen is it's going to, as this happens over and over and over, and we experience cycling of this, we start to notice as the time goes on and as we age that it starts to catch up on us and we start to feel less than optimal. The chocolate, the coffee, the things that give you that feel good hit, I know you know what I'm talking about. Friend, today, I want to give you a perspective shift. When you place spirit things first, like we talked about in part one, and renew your mind, give yourself that mind renovation, like we discussed in part two, stewarding your body becomes a form of worship. It actually becomes something that you do because you know it pleases God and you want to steward your body well. You want to take care of yourself better. And in turn, you start to feel it. Do you have the belief that you have to do all the things to prioritize your health? That's my question for you. You got to exercise. You got to eat well. Only plants. You only got to eat plants. No. You're only going to eat meat. You got to drink more water. No alcohol. Don't do this and don't do that. Get outside. Lift weights. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I think we've all experienced it. You don't have to be in the health industry. You don't have to be a health professional to say that we've all experienced this. So what I invite you to do is focus on one thing. Do it well and then add on to it. Are you focusing on doing one thing well? And I'm not talking about drinking coffee well. I'm not talking about going out on Friday night well. You know what I'm talking about. What is that one thing that you need to do? So if you're not sure, or maybe you already have something that you're already doing, then I'm going to give you what I call my 7-day checklist of healing, for healing and optimal health, the Kingdom Way. And if you want to download this for yourself, you can go ahead in the description after this podcast episode and you can download that for yourself. But I'm going to go over the body as a temple today, and I'm going to share with you my core four, which is in that PDF that you can download and you can start on it right away. So what is the core four? These are four core habits. I mean, yes, of course, there's many others that we can add on, but these are four key things that I will tell you they are game changers in helping you to feel good if you focus on these every single day. Now you might say four might be a little bit too much right now because I'm dealing with so many things in my life right now. And I say, that's okay. It's not wrong to have not do all the four. And it's not right to do all four right now. You choose what's going to work for you, because you might find that one or two of these you're already doing. But the question is, can I do better? So these core four are going to give you the biggest bang for your health and thriving and feeling amazing in a short period of time. It's going to help your gut health. It's going to help your hormonal health. It's going to help your mood health. It's going to help you sleep better. It's going to help you look better. It's going to help with healthy aging, prevention of dis-ease, all of that in four core habits. Are you ready? Let's start with number one. Number one is protein. Make sure that you are consuming protein every meal, for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. Why is this? Because protein is going to help. Well, your body needs protein for every function that it's going through in the day. But it also needs protein to help keep your blood sugar stable, and it's going to help keep you satisfied longer. Okay, so protein. So there's vegetarian sources, there's meat sources, but just make sure you are getting adequate amount of protein. Number two is hydration. So we need to be drinking more water. Our body needs water more than it needs food. You can go days and days and days without eating, but you cannot go days without drinking water. You will not survive. Your body is almost all water, and if your body is dehydrated, it's going to try to pull that water from your bones, from your organs, from body systems. It's going to get the water it needs. However, it doesn't leave you feeling really good. Do you know one of the number one reasons why people have mood issues, or people feel tired, or people feel lack of just feeling good in general? It's dehydration. So start drinking more water. Now, I'm not going to tell you to, there is a certain amount of water we want to drink in a day, and there's also different types of water that's actually better for us. But right now, I just want you to make sure you're drinking. So if you're drinking 1 liter a day, I want you to increase it to another 500 mils or to another 2 liters a day. If you're drinking two, I want you to increase it. Okay, so just start drinking water and make it non-negotiable. When you wake up in the morning, drink 500 mils of clean filtered water. Take another 500 mils in the middle of the morning. Take another 500 mils before or after lunch. Take it. See what I'm saying? So you schedule into your calendar so that, and put an alarm on if you need to, because that's what's going to help to train you to keep doing the thing that you want to do. Because your brain wants to keep you doing what you were doing before that doesn't work and it's not making you feel good, right? Because you want to feel better. We all want to feel better. Water is going to help with that. Number three is your breath. The breath you're breathing right now that keeps you alive, that God has breathed into you from the beginning when He created you, that breath is life. But did you know, not only does it keep you alive, but it actually can regulate your nervous system. There is so much good information on the breath that we don't have time. We'll have an entire episode one of these days on the breath, but I want you to realize that your breath is essential to healing. So if you can start noticing your breath, start slowing down your breath, start elongating your breath. Move when you breathe in through your nose slowly. Move it down into your belly. Make it longer. And then when you exhale, slowly release the breath out. Because as you let the breath slowly release, what actually happens is it calms your nervous system down. And because you typically are, because of our busyness, because of our lifestyle nowadays, our nervous system is in fight or flight most of the time. But your breath, and you being intentional about your breath, can shift you into the part of the nervous system where healing takes place. And that's a beautiful thing. Now, last but not least, is movement. So, movement. If you are tired and you're saying, I'm tired, I just don't have the energy to get moving and exercise. And I'm not even talking about exercise. I'm talking about moving your body. Even just going on the rebounder, going outside for a walk. Maybe it is exercise the way you see exercise. But you are lacking energy because you're not moving your body. Okay? Physics tells us this. When you get moving, more energy is produced. Right? So, number two, movement also helps move our lymph system. And our lymph system is our garbage disposal system. And as everything just sits there, becomes stagnant, our cells do not want to bathe in stagnant, dirty lymph. It needs to be moving and cleansing and cleaning. So it's essential for disease prevention and keeping your cells happy is to live in clean, moving lymph. So when you move your body, because your muscles, your lymphatic system doesn't have, there's no pump, your muscles act as the pump. So moving not only brings you energy, but it also cleans your system and it helps to move these toxins out. Because the two reasons for dis-ease in your body is toxicity and nutrient deficiency. So number three, movement also boosts your mood. It releases endorphins as you move your body. And number four, you can actually move. This is kind of like habit stacking. So you could move your body outside. So not only are you moving, but you also are getting the sun on your skin and in your eyes and on your face, right? Which has its own healing properties. We want more sunlight. So as soon as you see that sun, this is not one of the core four, but you can do it. You can be one of the core four as you move, right? You can go outside and drink your water in the sun. You can put your water in the sunlight and it will help to cleanse that water. It brings energy and vibration into the water because the sun has a vibration, a healing vibration. That's the way God created it. So God has provided everything on this earth for healing and health, for your well-being, everything. It's here for your taking. We don't have to start with everything, just one thing. Of the core four, where do you have to start so you can start prioritizing your whole health and feel great and not just okay? That is my question for you to ask yourself. What do you need to start now? Because I know many of you listening just feel okay. You're busy. You've got not only got businesses, but maybe jobs, family, helping at church. You know your health is important. Your time with the Lord is important. And I'm here to bring some simplicity to it all. So if you identify with what I've talked about today and you want help simplifying your whole health, spirit, soul, and body, I invite you to send me an email, which you can find in the description below, and let's see if what I do with women, just like you, can help you get on the right track or even back on track. It doesn't have to be difficult, but sometimes we need to basically be accountable and we need to have someone else in our corner helping us to do that. So I look forward to seeing your email. And I look forward to seeing you in the next episode to get you healing, healthy, and healthy. Bye for now. If this podcast inspired, encouraged, or blessed you in any way, the number one way you can help me is share with a friend or fellow entrepreneur. Number two, leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. And number three, take a screenshot of this episode and share on your social channels. And make sure you tag me at Kristen Owens Wellness so I can share on mine. And we can help more people together. Thank you so much for listening. See you next time.